Welcome. It's Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com, with another wine review companion podcast like we do three times a week. You know, and we have a Trader Joe's wine. This one's kind of interesting, and there's a few things going on here that you should know about if you're thinking about buying it. And it's $7.99. It's Trader Joe's Petite Reserve. Those means they don't have a lot of them. So if you buy it and like it, you better hurry up and go back and get another one because they don't last long. And it's the Aix-Provence Rosé 2022. Aix is one of the AOCs within the Provence region. The largest is Côte de Provence. This is Côte d'Aix in Provence. The Côte de Provence does like 75% of the wines. It's the big boy. And this is the farthest west you can go. And if you've ever seen a landscape from the French Impressionist Cezanne, well, you've seen Aix. I mean, it's that beautiful. I mean, if you don't know what that is, go on Google and put on Cezanne and, you know, landscape France, and you will see. This is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And this is a Trader Joe's wine, Petite Reserve, from a smaller AVA from Provence. Provence is kind of like ground zero for rosé wines. They all kind of started here, sort of, at least in popularity. The back label says, bottled at the estate by Sarl Vignobles Paradis. Bottled at the estate means all they did is bottle it, maybe age it some. And that is Chateau Paradis, which is Chateau Paradise. Yeah, I told you, Cezanne was painting pictures there. And I've got a link to their website on the cheapwinefighter.com review of it. And the main picture on their homepage is just gorgeous. So this is a wine that Chateau Paradise says they bottled. And then I pop the top and the cork says, Mise en bouteille à la propriété, which means they controlled all aspects of this wine, from the vineyard to the production to the bottling to the aging. This is an estate wine for $7.99 from a quality Aix-en-Provence winery, you know, and it's $8. It says Trader Joe's on the label, but it's probably, you know, you don't get estate wines from Provence for $8 too often. And now we'll talk about what it tastes like. I'm gonna take a sip. It's more orange than pink, though orange wine's a thing and this ain't orange wine. It's definitely maybe pink and amber put together. The nose is interesting. It's more melon and lemons, but does have green apple and that type of thing going on. It's got a lot of flavor on the nose, and this is it's only 12.5 in the alcohol, so this is not a big bold wine, but it's kind of husky on your palate, and it's got some really nice flavors. There's cherries and there's a little bit of spice and. There's lemons and there's some minerality going on and maybe some honey, and I'm going to take another sip. Dried pineapple, strawberry. It's got a huskier flavor. I mean, it's not a light and fluffy. You know, sometimes, and nothing wrong with them, like rosés are kind of just, they're just little sunshine in your glass kind of wines. This one's got some weight to it. It's not a heavy wine, but it has flavors that are worth seeking out, taking a sip, you know, concentrate on what you just taste for 10, 15 seconds, you know, then going back after a minute when it warms up and trying that all over again. for an $8 rosé. I mean, you know, I'm perfectly happy with rosés that you sip and you like them and taste good and it makes you happy and that's good. But this is a wine that has a little bit more to it. This is a good wine. I mean, I don't mean to use the word good because they're all good. I mean, if it tastes good and you like it, it's a good wine. But this is a wine that's kind of really well made. And this is, I'm going to take another sip. It has flavors that make you want to go, what's going on here? I want to know. Chateau Paradis. I looked at their offerings for rosé wines, and they seem to use Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre, and then some other grapes too. They have a lot of like grapes you see only in the Languedoc and in Provence. You know, ones that Americans don't know right off the top of their head, French grapes that are used in blends all the time. But the main ones they do are Syrah, Grenache, and Mourvèdre. Don't know what this one is. I know what their own wines are, and that's pretty good. So, yeah, this is a $8 if you really like your rosé or you want to try to see what Axe is all about. And that's pretty cool because learning about these sub-AVAs for cheap is not a bad way to go about it. So the name of this one's Trader Joe's Petite Reserve Axe Provence Rosé 2022. I'm Domaine Day from cheapwinefinder.com. And there we go. So like us, we like your podcast. Keep it cheap. Adios. Stay cool. Stay dry from sweat. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Adios. Bye-bye.